Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and congratulations are in order as today we arrive at Psalm 134. Today we wrap up our mini-series, The Traveler's Guide to Glory. We have been working our way through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 134, 15 Psalms that ancient pilgrims once took up as they journeyed from faraway places to the big church, the temple in Jerusalem. And it's my hope that these devotionals have served to help us on our own spiritual pilgrimages and aided us in keeping our eyes fixed on the glory which is to come, that glory which will never end, which we hear about in Psalm 134. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who is the maker of heaven and earth. Now, if you're a Presbyterian, you likely know by heart our first catechism question, what is man's chief end? The answer? Man's chief end is to glorify and enjoy God forever. Now, if you're not a Presbyterian, that might strike you as odd. First, because two things, glorifying and enjoying, are a single end. And second, because they seem to contradict each other. Joel, if I spend all of me, 100% to glorify God, then there's nothing left for me, so how can I enjoy anything? Friend, we're prone to think that way, ever since our enemy, the devil, diverted our gaze from God to the things of this world. My friend, God is the greatest enjoyment that there can ever be. After all, He is the source of every joy. Therefore, my friend, the way to see it is that glorifying and enjoying are the single end. Like an infinity loop, everything directed Godward ends up being returned to its sender in fullness of joy, and then back around again. And that is what we find in Psalm 134, as we hear the call for God's servants to bless the Lord, and to lift up hands in the sanctuary to praise the Lord. And think about that posture. We stand there in the worship of God, and we Presbyterians can do this too. We can lift up our hands to show God that we want to see Him lifted up before the world. This posture of glorifying God is our way of reflecting His worthiness in our praise. At the same time, our hands are empty, ready to receive God's blessings and His joy. I was actually thinking about how our worship services close at Heart City Church. We all sing together the doxology, praising God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you hear that in Psalm 134. Actually, we're calling on God's servants, God's heavenly hosts, those who continue to minister at night. We're nonstop praising. Hey, we're saying, keep it up because we're leaving worship now. And right after we finish singing the doxology and praising God, I raise my hands and I give the parting benediction while many put out their hands to receive this blessing before they go. And that's how the Psalms of Ascent close, with the priest raising his hands and saying, may the Lord bless you from Zion, He who is the maker of heaven and earth. And the pilgrims then file out on their way home, just as we head home to begin a new week. Let me ask you, you ever have that sense that we're going down, we're descending as we move away from Sunday toward Monday? And friend, it may just be that on Monday, you find yourself back at the start in Psalm 120, maybe in the warehouse or in the office, out in traffic, maybe at the store, or even in your own home. You find yourself surrounded by hostility. You're back again in Meshach or Kedar, surrounded by lying lips and people who are for war. Well, see that Monday. See your Monday morning as the start of a new journey to the gathering of the people of God in Zion. And as you move towards Sunday, take up these little psalms in your hands and roll them around like pearls. And you'll find yourself not only making progress in glory and joy, but you'll also find yourself discovering your purpose for the whole of your life. I'll close by reminding you that the blessing of the Lord does not depart from you when you're in the valley. because you've been blessed by the Lord who not only made heaven, but also the earth. And there's nowhere on earth where His blessings cannot go. Let each week be a microcosm of the whole life journey as we all make our way to the heavenly Zion, the city of the living God, where we servants will one day find ourselves in the forever glory of our gracious God. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.